Welcome, everybody, to another teleconference with me, Gideon Shelwick, and Yaro Starak from Blog Mastermind and Become a Blogger. We are very happy to have you all here tonight or today, depending on which part of the world you're in. I'd just like to mention that we are recording this call, so if you'd like to ask a question or like to make your voice heard, you don't want to mention your name, just make sure you use a false or a fake name. But if you want to use your own name, please go ahead if you want to do that as well. If you want to ask a question, a really easy way to do that is to simply press *9 on your keypad of either your phone or the keypad of your Skype interface. And also make sure you visit our website at entrepreneurs-journey.com/teleconferences. And right at the top, there will be a little image there with that for our live chat room. If you click on that image, it'll open up the chat room that you can also ask questions there if you like.
And I'm currently all alone in the chat room right now, so I need some friends.
Okay, well, I'll be your friend, Yara. I'll put myself in there. Here we go. All right, so check out the chat room. There's sometimes lots of good activity going on there. And, you can interact with me and Yara there if we're able to. But also feel free to interact with other members inside the chat room. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody on this call. And then we're basically ready to start taking questions. So let me just mute all the callers, and then you can go ahead and raise your hand by pressing the star key and then the 9 key on your keypad of either your phone or your Skype interface. So let me go ahead and just put everything onto lecture mode. Here we go. Okay, hand raising is on now, so you may go ahead. All right, so we've got our first question. Here we go.
Hi, guys. It's Mike from Fort Lauderdale. Real quick question for you. I'm doing a little bit of backtracking on the video tutorials, and I'm going back to streaming the audio live, and I'm having a devil of a time with my WordPress 2.7 blog with getting this thing to work right. I actually have the player showing on my post, but then when I go to play it to test it, it gives me this error message, error opening file. And I've, uploaded it several times. I've done it on different posts, and it's giving me the same thing. Is it just a conflict with 2.7 or what?
Mike, I've got an answer for that for you. Possibly. There was another lady, Darla, who had some issues with that as well. She was also on version 2.7. And what she did was she installed the beta version of the audio player, and that seemed to do the trick for her. So have you given that a shot yet?
I tried that about 3 o'clock this morning. I may have been too sleepy, so maybe I missed something, but when I tried to upload that one, it actually came back with a terrible error message. I'm actually online now, and it was showing me that there was some kind of a problem trying to upload that that plugin.
Okay, so when you're doing that, make sure that you uninstall or deactivate the previous version, or maybe even delete it from your server. So deactivate it first, and then delete it from your server, and then upload the new one, the better version, and then activate that new one. And that may or may not solve the problem for you. I've noticed that you've asked the question inside the forum area as well. So if that doesn't work for you, let me know. Send me an email at support@becomeablogger.com. And then we'll get someone else to help you out with that particular issue. How does that sound?
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, so you said support@becomeablogger.com?
Yes, and so try that first, what I've just said. Delete the old one, or basically delete both of them, or deactivate the plugin first, and then go to your server using FileZilla, the FTP program, and just delete those folders for those plugins, and then go ahead and re-upload the beta version, and then activate the plugin again, and see if that works. If that doesn't work for you, let me know, and I'll escalate for you, the issue for you inside the forum area.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Okay, I don't see any other questions right at this very moment. So remember, if you've got a question, *9, don't be shy. We love to hear from you. And it can be anything. It can be a question about online video, blogging, of course, online marketing. Oh, there's a hand that just went up. So let's have a look.
Hello, Yaro. It's Terry Russell. If you had a choice, like right now I'm using the feed burner plugin for my feeds, but I also have a AWeber account as well. Which would be the best for me for long term to use?
It depends what kind of list you're actually trying to build there, Terry. FeedBurner, if you're just collecting RSS subscribers, that's the best choice, obviously, for FeedBurner. But in almost all circumstances, if you're building an email list you intend to market to or communicate with in the future, outside of just sending your blog post updates, then you should be using AWeber, simply because you get so much more control, better statistics. It's built to send emails. That's what AWeber does. So I would recommend usually this structure. Now, first of all, you have to decide, do you have an email newsletter that's independent or separate from your blog? So it's not just sending links to your latest blog post. It's got a more defined purpose. For example, on my blog, obviously, I have the blog tips newsletter on the right, but you can also subscribe to my blog content through RSS. So I just give those two options. Some people also have a third option, which is to get just blog content through email in case they can't figure out how to use RSS. I don't like that, because having that other email option confuses people. What's the difference between the blog tips newsletter and your blog updates email? So that's why I ended up removing that once I had the blog tips newsletter start. But if you actually go to my subscribe page, you'll see there's still an input box there where people can join an email list just for blog updates, which is also being delivered by AWeber. And AWeber has the blog broadcast or blast tool you can use to do that feature. So my advice is just use AWeber for email and try and keep the message very clear as to what that list is for.
I'm just using it for I'm just using the feed burner with the mail option on some of my blogs, because they're just for information. They're not really marketing. It's, you know, they're more like AdSense sites than anything else. So I'm not really worried about the AWeber one. I guess you just have to look at the type of blog you're using and decide that way.
That's true. In almost all circumstances, though, if you already have an AWeber account, you may as well use that to offer the email service, because it has a built-in broadcasting function that plugs straight into your RSS feed. It's no more difficult really to use than the FeedBurner one is. And, you know, FeedBurner, you don't get the sort of control over your email list. And even if your initial intentions now are just to send out your blog posts, in the future that may change, or you may decide you want to send something special out there. And it's just easy to do it with AWeber.
Yeah, the broadcast feature works fairly well. I use it for one of my blogs, and it's Work at Home Jobs Canada. And, once you set it up, you don't worry about it. It does everything for you. It works really well.
Well, listen, if you're comfortable with it, then, you know, don't rock the boat. And if you don't use AWeber for something else, there's no point getting it just for this purpose.
Oh, no, I've got four or five things going on. So, maybe I will use that. I'll probably the feed burner works really well. So
it's too hard to change it, and you already got a list being built there. You know, don't rock the boat, but I would definitely always lean towards AWeber.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, thanks a lot.
No problem, Terry. And while I've got the attention of the call, Gideon, I'm just going to respond to the question from the forums, if that's all right with you.
That's good. Yeah, please okay. Go ahead.
Vincent has written in, and first of all, he says, thanks for setting up the forum instruction videos. So thanks, Gideon, for doing that. He says, great. I'm very new to this. In fact, I'm still figuring it out. I have two questions for the teleconference. One, when starting a new blog, where do I get info for the archive section? Do I leave it empty in the beginning or do something else? So he's referring to the section in your blog where you might put articles, as in like an articles page where you highlight your best content. I don't think he's referring to the general archive of all blog posts. Now, Vincent, to answer that one, you don't have to even necessarily create it until you've actually written some content. Obviously, you could put it there and leave it empty, but that's going to look a bit bad in the sense you'll be putting out negative social proof that no one is writing to this blog or it's very new. That's not necessarily a good thing. So I would aim, and we talk about this a little bit sometimes, about doing a launch of your blog, and there's no such thing as really a set rules with doing a launch. The idea is simply just to have something in your blog before you go out and promote it to people. It's no point trying to tell people about an empty website. So I like to tell students to just work on producing 10 really good articles so the site looks kind of busy and has something worth reading beyond just the first article. And that way, when you do go and get some traffic coming to your site, they will read one article and then want to find more and actually find some more content there. And in which case, if you write 10 articles and they're all really solid pieces of content, then they can be the first 10 in your archives page, as you called it. But really, I prefer to call it an articles page, where you highlight your best stuff. So that's answered to question one from Vincent. Question two is, in your recent video number 15 about key pages to set up on your blog, you mentioned about how to write the About Me page, and you said to use it as a blog post too. How do you do that? And do you break it down to several sections or question mark? Okay, Vincent. So the About Me page is, when I said that it could be a post or a page, I simply meant what format you use within WordPress. Now, I used a page, so that means it's a static page. It didn't go into the main content section of my blog when I first wrote it because it wasn't a post, it was a page. And that's really the only main difference there. I recommend, since it's a part of your main navigation structure, that you make it a post rather than, make it a page rather than a post. This is confusing. Just because it's a static page. That's what pages are meant to be used for. And then from there, you just, you write your About Me content. Now, I think the reason why you're asking about breaking it down into several sections is you're confusing the life story, which I also talk about in that video. So a life story, and in fact, if you're in either program, Blog Mastermind or Become a Blogger, you know about the principle of creating a life story as a way to connect with your audience. That I recommend you actually write as blog posts, and then you just link to it from your About Me page, which is a page. So now the life story, hopefully everyone has enough of a life story that it does take more than one page worth of content, one full-length screen worth of content. So you want to perhaps write it over a period of time, in which case you could post, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever it takes, number of articles, and string them all together. So start with part one, maybe the first 10 years of your life, if it's relevant, and move on like that, or talk about significant events, whatever it is that's relevant for your blog. And then from your About Me page, you just say, learn more about me, read my life story. Here's part one, part two, part three, and just string them all together. So at the end of each article, it also says, click here to read the next section, like I've done with my life story. If you notice, my life story is set up as pages, not posts. And that was simply because I was actually just getting used to WordPress myself when I first wrote that series and didn't really understand the difference. And nowadays, I would recommend doing it as a post. But this is not a big deal. If you do it as pages, it's not going to ruin your blog, and neither will the vice versa. So what's important is you really put a bit of effort into telling an interesting life story, because it's a powerful piece of content. I'm amazed, actually, the feedback I get from people who just said, oh, I read your story. I spent half an hour just sitting there, and I really liked it. And I really admire what you're doing and stuff like that. And if they're interested in the subject of your blog, that's what they're going to feel when they read your life story. So you can get a real powerful connection with you, which will lead them to becoming what we want, raving fans of our blog. So that's a huge tip. So thank you, Vincent, for your question. I'll leave a little note in the forum thread to know that, so you know that the question was answered on the call. And if you can make the next live call, that would be great. Over to you, Gideon.
All right, let's have a look. So we haven't got any hands raised at the moment, so feel free to raise your hand if you have a question. Remember that you can ask us anything about blogging, online marketing, online video marketing, and, membership sites for that membership, for that matter as well. In fact, if I don't see any questions in here right now, Yara, if there's another question in the forum, we can either move to that or talk about the topic that I sent you in the text message. If you just want to have a look in the Skype message,
I got it, Gideon. There we really blasted all the forum questions. I think in the last call, I think we did about 10 of them. So Vincent was the only one who actually posted. He was a new member of the forum. So we do have a slightly lower number of people on the call. I think this experiment in doing a different time, we've definitely gotten an answer. It's probably not the best time to get most of North America on there on they're sleeping. So and obviously the other people we were trying to help at this different time are not too interested in jumping on the call. So this is a great opportunity for us to talk about what we wanted to talk about in our previous discussion. If we had an opportunity like this when there were very shy people listening in and not too many questions coming through. So and we've been asked this question many times. In fact, it's really a pertinent now for people who have been watching what I've been doing recently. I have been talking a lot about membership sites. And obviously, if you're listening to this recording, you're inside our membership site. So you are experiencing one. And I've been recommending to everyone, if they're considering releasing a product from their blog, and that's really the natural progression, is to go from first building a popular blog, making some money from advertising, selling other people's goods as an affiliate, and then selling your own goods and creating a product, then the best product to create is definitely a membership site nowadays. Any blog, I think, that is meeting the needs of an audience has the potential to launch a membership site. Now, while I'm rambling on here, of course, anyone listening to the call is welcome to raise their hand and stop us to ask a question as well. So don't be afraid to hit this, the, what is it, Gideon? Star nine on your Skype.
That's right. And I'm just noticing a hand right there, Yara, unless
okay.
you've...
There you go. I'll shut up then and we can do the next
question. Okay, well, let's do the next question, and may or may not be on membership sites. But if we run out of questions, we can definitely move into that topic, because I think it's something that a lot of people have been asking about, certainly in our newsletter, or who subscribe to our newsletter. And so we may cover that after this question. Let's see what this question is.
Hey guys, it's Mike again. A little bit ago, you guys put out a kind of like a review of a new WordPress theme. I can't recall the name of the actual theme, but I'm wondering, is there something that's a little less complicated that would be a very clean theme that you could really do a little bit of, you know, modifying of the, that header area up there and kind of keep the sides a little cleaner, other than maybe, you know, one or two spaces for, you know, some ads. I've kind of looked through what they offer through WordPress, those themes, and, you know, some will do most things, and others, like, will miss a couple of things that I really want them to do. So do you guys have any other suggestions?
I think
you wrote the review just for a theme just recently, haven't you?
Yeah, there actually two reviews were posted to my blog in the last 2 weeks. One was for affiliate theme from the uniquebloggdesigns.com team, and another one is called thesis theme, which is from Chris Pearson and Brian Clark, who is from copyblogger.com. Thesis theme has been around for a lot longer. Affiliate theme was only recently released just 2 weeks ago, and they're similar. Similar pricing. You can get a basic license for under $100. And they do have a somewhat complicated back end, in the sense that the administration panel can be a bit confusing, but they do give you more control over the design of your theme. Mike, I recommend you. By the sounds of things, I think you're talking about thesis theme, which is the one that's been around a little bit longer, and it's a bit more complex because it tries to do a bit more. If you have a check of the affiliate theme, and you might want to just go read that review in my blog, it is actually quite simple. And it does give you control over things like the header. It comes with some custom header designs that you can run with straight away if you want, if any of them match your needs, or you can easily replace certain graphics to replace the header design. That being said, these themes are a little bit more complicated than just going out there and finding a theme that you like and putting it on your WordPress blog, which often I think some of the free themes out there are incredible, considering how good they look, and they're free. It's impressive. But if you want to have this kind of control and you're not hiring a tech person, then the next best thing is to look into something like affiliate theme. Thesis theme is the next level up. And the difference between those two, affiliate theme is designed for people who set up affiliate content websites. So what these people do is they set up a website, they put some content in there. Usually it's content they paid to have written or private label rights, something like that. And they target a specific market. And in fact, the affiliate theme comes with some designs specific to certain markets, like mobile phone ringtones, dating, I think weight loss, very common topics for affiliate marketers. They often go after that market. So they put this site up using that default design. They put in an opt-in form or some sort of link to an affiliate program. And that's how they make money. And they do this over and over again in lots of different niches. And, sometimes their goal is just to make $100 a month with each website. And if they can get, 50 websites doing that, they're doing really well. But yeah, it's something that, it really only suits a certain circumstance. Like, I want to use these themes because I don't want to have any control over this because it slows me down. It's better off, tell my tech person, I need my design to do this, add it now, please. That's if you can afford the tech person. Now, if you're in the middle range where you can't afford a tech person for lots of things and you would like to be able to control certain elements without incurring a fee to have a change made, then getting a custom theme is actually worthwhile. Then there's the people, of course, who buy these themes and they're just still too computer illiterate. Like, if the idea of logging into the back end of WordPress and making adjustments to things, if that's something you've never done and you have trouble just doing something simple like logging into WordPress and adding tags or changing the category structure, something like that, if that's challenging, then you're still going to find these themes difficult. But the learning curve is there. If you get through it, you might find it very powerful for you. So hope I've answered your question anyway, Mike. It's a long-winded answer, but we've got time tonight, so I can ramble on as long as I like.
I can also add – go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say I can also add to what Yarrow said with the thesis theme. That's the one that Yarrow reviewed most recently. I've actually just installed it on a new blog, another blog that I'm doing with a friend. And I must say it's a wonderful theme. It's a very clean theme. It looks really good. It's not too difficult to customize. So if you can install it yourself, you don't have to. It's exactly the same process for installing any other theme. All you need then, if you want to customize it slightly, is to customize what they call the custom.css file. Now, that can get a little bit technical. So for that, I suggest you find a technical person to do that for you. But honestly, if you tell them what you want, it's a 5-minute job. So it shouldn't cost you a lot of money to do that. And if you go to the thesis forum area, I haven't spent much time there, but I'm sure you'd be able to either find someone there who could do it for you, or learn from inside the forum how to actually change the styles and add a different header image. So I actually got someone else to do that part of it for me. But it was, as I said, it was a 5-minute job. So it's certainly very easy to customize that particular theme. The other suggestion I have is to have a look at woothemes.com. It's from actually from the chat room. Bob has listed that link there as another possible area to go to look for different themes as well. There's some wonderful looking themes there. I haven't actually used any of them myself, but they look really good, and I've heard some really, really good testimonials from them as well. So that's another option for you too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's that website again for the themes?
It's called woothemes.com. So I'll spell that for you. So it's www.woothemes.com.
Okay. Got it. I really appreciate it.
No problem. So that'll just give you a few more options. There's a few nice looking themes there that you can probably get away with not customizing at all. You know, you can just use them just as they are. And, you know, like Yara's saying, and I think Yara's mentioned this in another teleconference before, you can just start off with a simple looking theme, you know, and then just build your audience. And as you go, you can modify your theme. And as you start earning money from your blog, you can update it. You know, you don't have to be stuck with the same theme all of your blogging life. You can that's the beautiful thing about WordPress blogs, is that you can change the theme at any stage, and it doesn't affect your content, because it uses a separate file structure to deal with your themes than it does with your content files.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm just trying to get my company logo up there, and all it is you know, the name of the company, and then I have several international flags underneath the name, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, gotcha. Well, in that case, I mean, something like the thesis theme may be the way to go for you. It's about, which was it, about $70, I think. I'm not sure if you've gone ahead and purchased it already, but it's about $70 for the theme. And then if you get a tech guy to help you with loading up the header image, I'm assuming you already have a header image.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Get that logo or the header image up there changed. That's
great. Right. Okay. Well, that.
If you're looking for, so yeah, in the chat room, Bob Waltman, who must be listening to the call, has offered to give you a hand there, Mike. So, he's even put his email address. I won't say it on the call, but if you want to jump in the chat room there, you can make friends with Bob.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. His name is Bob. You said Chapman or
Waltman.
Waltman. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, just click, if you go to the chat room, Mike, if you click on the blue live chat box on the teleconferences page, that'll open up the chat room.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Oh, I've got lots of raised hands over here. Okay, next question. Caller, you're live. You may speak. We can't hear you, caller, so maybe there's something wrong with your phone or your Skype connection. Maybe you could troubleshoot in the chat room. Maybe ask a question inside the chat room that we'll try and answer it for you. So something's not quite working there for you. All right, let's try the next question.
Hi, this is Joni.
Hi, Joni.
I have a lot of questions, so please stop me if there are other people waiting. And I do want to weigh in. This is not the best time for me at 7 a.m., but I really appreciate what you guys have to say, and I'm really grateful to be here. I've been listening to the information to the course and building a content-rich blog before I get it launched. And can I give you the URL?
It's sure, go ahead.
It's drjoni.com, drjoni.com. And I have two things going on here. One is I'm a coach and consultant, and it's to bring business to bring in business for my practice. But I also love to write and have a lot of articles and posts written, and I don't feel like it's quite in shape yet that it really puts forward my best foot. I think it's getting there, but I'd love your input, first of all, in kind of balancing blog content versus something compelling to make people sign on. And Yara, I was very interested in your post versus pages and would appreciate if you could go on that a little bit more.
Sure, Joni. I'm just looking at your site, make sure I've got the right one. It's J-O-N-I, not Y, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, good. I think I'm looking at you. Yeah, I know where you're coming from with the question of, I mean, post versus pages is not really that much of an issue. We're just talking about how you structure content. The structure is not such a big deal as is the content itself. So, you know, the reason why pages exist is just it's for content that's timeless and really should be more navigational in structure. So that's why your About Me page will go there. I can see, you know, you're doing the right thing. You've got your site map there. You've got speaking. So you always want to advertise your speaking services. You know, I always advertise my coaching services and my advertising rates in my blog navigation bar, and I use pages to do that. And WordPress just makes it easy by giving you that function to have pages. I think, though, what you're asking more there is how you can what type of content to actually put as blog posts and keep coming on a regular basis in order to encourage, I guess, well, traction and getting people onto your updates, newsletter, whatever you've got going there.
And even how much of that should show. I have so many words already showing. And then how do you, highlight it without making it the feature when I'm already trying to feature other things?
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you, I mean, what is the primary purpose of this blog? What do you want people to do?
Well, I want to provide really good content. I want people to sign on for coaching is my main objective in having this site up.
Okay. And the coaching is that sort of one-to-one in person, or is it over the phone, or
is it over the phone?
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing I would recommend you do, and you've got a good basic framework to work with here, and for people listening to the call, it's a great opportunity. Jump at Dr. Joni, drjoni.com, so you can just see what we're working with to start with and what I'm suggesting as changes, because this is a perfect case study for what you can achieve with the blog, because Joni, you've got a fantastic clear is the great thing about this purpose behind your blog. You want to get more private coaching, and my mother actually runs a counseling service, and she uses a similar model. So the idea here, first of all, big tip, the sign-up section you've got, that really needs to be clarified and incentivized. So you need to make that more purposeful. I'd actually change that. It's not sign up for updates, because updates really doesn't tell you anything other than you're going to get new blog content. I would switch that to a very specific e-course or report or something sequential that actually focuses on solving a problem for people. And in your case, you might want to pick what the most common issue that you help people deal with and actually write a little mini course on solving that problem. You know, 7 emails, 1 email a day for a week, 5 emails, something like that. And then through that email list, you then also sell your private services. And the reason why this works is, first of all, at the moment at that opt-in box, you don't really give people a reason to subscribe. Signing up for updates, there's no compelling benefit there. So if that was a headline, that's I don't know what, if you can share what the most common issue you deal with or people come to you to solve is. Is that something you can divulge to people? Or?
I have a very wide variety of people who come to me. I did a marketing study last year, and I found that people don't have much in common. They're all over the map. I deal with people who are successful, so I'm more like an Olympic coach. So people who come to me are not, you know, kind of falling apart. They're doing well, but they come from a lot of different sectors and different places. And I found 3 things in common. They're all really smart, really successful, and they have a lot of heart. So they all, even though it wasn't on my questionnaire, they all started talking about some kind of social consciousness. So that's something that I need to be clear hear about, and it's also, you know, surprise, surprise, a lot of my expertise. That's what my doctorate is in.
So it's peak performance, is it? And or because it sounds like you've got people who have got their life together already, and they're just looking for, well, you said social consciousness. That's not necessarily a problem. that's just something they like to add to their life to, you know, further enrich it. You know, then obviously this is your field, so you know the triggers, the actual, like, you might need to drill down this and try and get the exact motivation going on in their head. I'm reading your blog on a surface level here, so I can't really dig into your content, but usually, since you're the practitioner, you know the reason why. And, you know, I'll turn to my mother's site for a second because it's quite easy to show you the example there. She's a counselor, and as a counselor, she deals with problems all over the place. And I said to her, you know, that's great, but that's, you're generalizing by doing that. It's best if you can try and hit on a specific issue that the majority of your people come to, and really try and, you know, this is niche marketing, this is specialization. You're trying to, you know, really position yourself as strong at something. And it doesn't mean you're foregoing everything else you can help people with, but it just delivers a clearer picture in people's minds. So in my mother's case, it was, we're going to focus on relationship counseling. So specifically couple therapy, people dealing with marriages and boyfriend, girlfriend issues, that sort of area of their life. So that's a much more specific aspect of counseling. So if you can think of something in your area and narrow down to that, only for the purpose of this email newsletter, it just makes it obvious for the reason why for them to sign up. You write this course to give them information about how to do that. So if you're saying it's social consciousness, then you could say, you know, how to add more social consciousness to your life. I think that's still a little too ambiguous. I personally don't know what that means exactly. So I'd want to sit down with you and have you explain it more to me, so you can try and narrow down on exactly what it is you're talking about there. And that might require some brainstorming, but if you can really get to the root questions being asked by people when they come to you, deliver information and value through this email newsletter, and then the logical connection is, do you want to take this further, you know, take on me for either speaking or for private services, so forth. And then, see, once you've got that set up, that's the first thing you have to work on. That's your funnel. And everything else you do after that is simply delivering blog posts on your blog to capture people from everywhere on the internet through search engines. And that's where you're allowed to be more liberal with your topics, because that's not as specific as your newsletter is. This is just within your overall subject matter. So you write these blog posts on a frequency that you can handle, and then that captures people from the internet. Hopefully a good chunk of them join your newsletter, and then a smaller chunk of those people pay for your services. That's exactly what I do. That's exactly the model that most information sellers on the internet use. A lot of experts, professionals, they use this model because all it's doing is getting attention from the greater World Wide Web using the blog, bringing them onto a newsletter, which filters them onto a specific group of people, and then segments those group of people to the people willing to spend money to get an even higher quality of service direct from you. And that's the formula. So is that ringing true to what you're trying to do?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, any of that confusing?
One question I had in making that sign up so specific is, do I lose then people who aren't necessarily interested in that particular series but might be interested in a more broad conversation?
Well, if they're just there to get information from you in terms of a broad conversation, then they just want to read your blog posts, I presume. And in that case, they can subscribe to your RSS feed or just your email list that only gives them your new blog posts, links to your blog posts. But you need to highlight those things differently. Your newsletter needs to be specific because it's your best tool for getting customers who pay you money. So if you have a look at my blog, there's a fairly clear motivation in terms of what I highlight the most. There's a big fat box that says, join my blog tips newsletter. You get my free report. It's going to rock your world. And then just above that, you're also going to see there's ways to subscribe to this blog. You can get on the RSS feed and just get my blog updates. That's not as dramatic a highlight because it's not from me, the powerful tool I use to market my business. So what you want to do is try and find a balance here between getting the people who should be on your course on your course and make sure they see that as the first thing they can do. But for people who also want to take part in your blog just as a reader on a regular basis, they have the option of an RSS feed. They have the option of an email just for blog updates as well, without confusing the messages there. So you have to be quite specific with the copy, the words you use, and also if you have any pictures or, you know, a picture of a free report or something to go with whatever you provide on that newsletter, that will help distinguish it from just your basic blog updates.
Okay.
The important thing here, though, is the strategy behind everything you're doing. So just make sure you're clear with the type of person you want to help on a private level through the paid service. And once you know that, then every other marketing message you put out there should tie into that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what that is, go ahead.
When you look at this blog, I feel like it's so wordy, that both these middle columns are so wordy. Does it seem like it's kind of a collision of words to you when you look at it?
You definitely have, you have no dominating factor there. You sort of have, in fact, if I'm sure if you did tests on this page, the eyeballs would go straight to your picture of yourself. Your face would be the first thing they'd look at. And then consequently, as a result of that, they'd actually read the section right next to it where it says leaders and how are you negotiating, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, the rest of it, like you said, is quite boxy and not broken down. And you certainly could benefit from some clarification and some reduction of sections. I would simply look at it, though, as a way to highlight what you really want to highlight. Like if you changed this so it's just two column design. Now, I don't know what the wisdom at work right column is used for as compared to the second column. See, if this was a traditional...
The second column is more, and the second column is in the middle of a huge rewrite. It's going to be much, much smaller. The second column is to really describe who my clients would be, and that's meant to be more of a sales column, and the third column is the blog introduction with hopefully clicking over into blog content. So it's kind of a sales letter in the middle and the blog on the right.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's a few ways you could play this. There's a lot of this is a design issue, so a designer could actually help you deal with this, but I like the left column at the moment because it does clearly represent, here's my opt-in form, and then here's the coaching available. So the mastermind groups, the individual coaching, here's my phone number, et cetera. What you probably could do then is you said you're going to reduce that middle text. You might want to just have a section in the top right that just has a picture of you describing who you are and what this website's about, and then have the middle column, the section where you put blog posts. So it's updated frequently. Every time you write something new, it goes there. And that's
the... I'm sorry, is it in the middle section?
The middle section. I mean, this is an either or. Okay. The middle section is usually where people go to first. So to me, it would make sense. I'd actually expand the width of the middle section, get yourself a little corner in the right where you put your photo in and talk about who you are and what the website is. Like if you look at my blog in the current design right now, top right corner, it's very, very tiny photo of me, what I am, what this blog's about. And then, of course, a link to my About Me page to really find out the more specific details. What's important here is right now, those two columns they kind of compete with each other and you don't know where to look and there's no purpose behind them. It's not clear. And that's partially due to the copy you're using. I mean, what's the headline you've got there? Leaders. That doesn't tell me what you're trying to say. So definitely changing the layout a little bit, specifying what section is for what. And, you know, this is not hard things to do, though. Very small changes here, subtle changes will make a big difference. But, yeah, if you want, the best way to go about this is to actually look at the other sites out there and see which ones present the same kind of information you're presenting and just take elements of their design. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. You know, take what you like about other people's work and incorporate it into your design. But I definitely see a need to get a regular section for blog content going. I'm assuming this is meant to be a blog as well, not just a brochure for your services.
Right.
So at the moment,
it's a lot of articles, a lot of content.
Well, then, yeah, you've got a great platform here if you just can create a section for blog content. And then the left side will stay reasonably static. That's what you people pay you for. The middle section will be where you have regular updates, where the fresh content comes, where you keep building an audience over time, and you track traffic from search engines. And then the right column can be just the picture of you, a brief description of who you are, what the site's about, and that's it. And that could even go in the top. I mean, you could change this header. The section you've got where it says complement your e-report on creating and maintaining job descriptions, that is totally out of the blue. That text there definitely doesn't serve itself being there. I'm not sure if you're meant to, you're putting that text there to advertise the opt-in box or the download here link is what you want people to do. Whatever that is, that probably should be the incentive for the sign up box, and just take that text out of there completely. It's okay.
So that's one example of the e-report on creating job descriptions. That's one thing that I found people all across the board have, is that professionals and executives alike don't like maintaining or keeping job descriptions, and it's the most elegantly simple answer to so many problems in a business. And there's a tremendous resistance to doing it for some reason. So I thought that's a good way to pull people in, but I don't know if I want to make that the only thing worth signing on for in terms of making that the sign up for complimentary e-report in what I have for updates now.
Well, this comes back to that question about strategy. You need to decide what you want people to do. So I always like the free report or the 7 or 5 day e-course, mini course. But they tie into selling a specific service. It sounds like what you're talking about there for job descriptions is completely different. That to me is separate from what you were talking about before. So this could be my ignorance of what exactly is your specialty and what this website is about. But I'm seeing things like speaking and individual coaching and mastermind groups. That sounds like to me that's what you want to promote, and that's what your this website's about. So that e-report might just should be somewhere in a resource somewhere. It's not. Maybe you can help me here. What's the point of that report? Is it, does it relate to the individual work you do?
Yeah, it relates. No, it's mostly just a service. It was mostly a way of getting people's email addresses and giving them something that is a really full report that's meaningful.
Okay.
The link is actually not working right now, but it will in the next day or two. But it's really just a way of bringing people in and giving them something valuable for it.
Okay. So see, when I read that, I go, all right, complimentary e-report on creating and maintaining job descriptions. I don't even know whether you're talking about are these for companies to create better job descriptions to get better employees, as in, templates and articles, et cetera, or is this for employees who are looking to, find their jobs? I'm already ambiguous about that. But even if that was stated very clearly, it doesn't, I don't get the connection between what you stand for. It's like a mixed message. So the reason why I choose to download that, I'd then expect to get information relating to that. So if you suddenly, if you could make the wording so it actually made sense and ties in with the individual coaching you're doing. So if you're saying, get this maintaining job descriptions as it relates to something about training Olympic athletes, which sounds like it's closer to what people you work with. I still don't see the connection, of course, between job descriptions and Olympic athletes, but that might be a lot clearer to you. Then it would make sense. There has to be some congruity between that. It'd be like my blog and my course. I'm here to teach people how to make money with blogging, but I decide just to give them a handbook on. I don't want to go too far out of field. I could say on how to grow tomatoes, but that would be quite silly. But I just want to grow a list. But I could even go a little, similar field and say I'm going to give you a report on. Let's say how to do pay-per-click marketing just to build a list. Now, that kind of makes sense, but it's still not got a lot of congruity between what I sell, which is how to make money blogging. So it's better off for me to give a report or a mini course on blogging, not on pay-per-click marketing, because it's left field from what I'm doing. It could work, but it's a mixed message.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You with me, Joni?
I am. Thank you. This is really valuable.
No problem. And like you said at the beginning, we don't actually do our calls normally at this time. We move them around a lot. Often it's actually in the evenings for the United States and the Eastern Standard Time, but we're just trying to give everyone a chance depending on where they are in the world.
It's all valuable. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Gideon, I don't know if there's any more calls in the queue, but I've been talking for a while. I feel like I'm on the call.
I could take over from here. Well, there's another hand raised, so we can move into that question and see what they've got to say.
Thanks, right. Thank you, Joni.
Thanks, Dr. Joni.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, how you doing? It's Bob Waltman. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good, thanks.
It's funny that you're talking about membership sites, because that's exactly what I've been contemplating over the past couple of weeks. And I actually already started putting something together, and the idea I have is to have a membership site for like a WordPress membership site for I would give folks say a lot of different PSD files to be able to create their own logos and headers and, you know, things of that nature. And I'm building it with WordPress, and I was wondering if either of you guys know of any add-ons to WordPress that I can use as like a member-only kind of add-on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, kind of like a forum, I guess, but something that would allow me to, you know, bar people that didn't pay getting in there. Does that make sense?
If I understand you right, Bob, you're trying to give people access to a certain part of your blog, but only for those people who are paying members. Is that correct? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Okay. There are a number of ways you can do this. The simplest way possibly is to, which may not be the way you want to follow, but it's a way that we use for our membership sites, is to install a blog with the exact same looking theme in a separate directory on your domain name. So, for example, if you're I don't know what's your the address of your blog.
It's going to be
wptechguy.com. So what you could do is install another blog in wptechguy.com/ premium or members. And so you install another blog in that directory and then password protect that directory. So then whenever someone wants to get in there, they need to have access to a password and username. And so you can, you know, set that up using AWeber, for example, and tell people, what the username and password is. And it'll be a global username and password for that directory.
Right.
So that's one way of doing it.
Wow, that's great. I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
Go ahead. That's
works
simple, too.
Yeah, it's very simple. It works really well. Of course, the only thing you've got to know about, I suppose, is that you won't be able to interchange between the content between the two blogs. So it's effectively like two separate different blogs running on their own. So you'll obviously have a different menu structure, but so you can choose how you want to do this. You can actually give it slightly different branding. With our Become a Blogger premium blog, we've just added the word premium in our header and made the theme just look a little bit different, just a cleaner and looking theme with a white background, which is different to just the free stuff that we have. So it's clear that when people sign in that it's it's a little bit different. You know, it's right. something premium, and they know that they're paying money for it. No one else can get access to it, and so that's a nice way to just you know, make sure that sort of build in that intrinsic value into that part of your blog as well.
Wow, excellent! I'm surprised I didn't think of that. That's a real good idea. Thank you, Gideon.
No problem.
All right, guys.
There are other ways too, but that's definitely your simplest option.
Okay, give me another one just to have a second choice.
Well, another way to do it is to simply pass and protect your pages or blog posts. That's not as nice because, well, it depends. It depends exactly what you want to do. So you could, for example, pass and protect a number of different pages. The issue with that is that every time someone goes to that page, for each page, they need to enter in that username and password, or I think it's just a password, actually. So it can be a little bit annoying. An advantage of that is that you can talk it up a bit on your normal free stuff. You can, you know, when people go to that page, they might be able to see a message. You know, if you want to see this content, you need to actually pay for it, and then you'll get a password to be able to access this information. But I mean, you can do that too. I mean, that's even simpler. You don't actually need to install a different blog for that. So that's definitely another way of doing it. But the issue with that is that you've got to create a separate, or not, it doesn't have to be a separate password, but you've got to password protect every single page or post that you create using that method. So it can be a little bit tedious for you.
I was thinking of using a forum software for that. Like, for instance, the SMF software, which has a built-in option to create a, you know, like a pay membership. But I don't know if a forum structure would be good for what I want to do.
I don't know either. I mean, once again, it depends on what exactly you want to achieve with this. If we can use the Become a Blogger premium program as an example, what we wanted to do there was basically provide people with the content, but then also provide a mechanism for people to provide feedback to us and that we can interact with them. And what's really cool about that is that we can have a lesson on one page, and then people can make comments about that lesson on the same page, and we can respond to that those comments on that same page. So everything stays together on that same page. So that's been a really, really useful feature because it allows us to get that instant feedback and you know, learn from it and improve on any future lessons. So I'd imagine you could do the same thing for your PSD files. You could have, kind of group them together, or just have one on per page, and which will allow people to discuss that particular PSD file or lesson or whatever you have, everything together on that one page. It's not so good for troubleshooting, but that's where a forum would be a better option. But you can use it to a certain extent for troubleshooting, but it's not the best.
Right. Okay.
Can I have a turn as well?
Yeah, go for it, please.
I got another one. There are so many ways to do this. There's actually some plugins designed specifically for WordPress to turn it into a membership site.
Okay.
And what that will do is let you basically have member classes and people. I don't know if you realize this, but right now you can actually open up registrations within WordPress so people can sign up and create an account within your WordPress service. And why they might want to do that now is so they don't have to enter their name, email, and website address when they leave comments. They can stay logged in and just type the comments straight into your blog if you allow that function. I think WordPress by default has that switched off because it can be a security issue. But that's the basis for a lot of the plugins. What they do is create a member class system, and you can define what posts and what parts of your WordPress blog can be seen by people who pay, and it has a payment system plugged into it so that you can have a buy button and they get taken to PayPal, and once they've made payment, they're asked to register an account within WordPress and they have that special access, and that's all part of the script. I've never actually used one of these scripts because I've never had a need to. Gideon explained the system we've used. We've used pretty much that same system for all the membership sites so far. It's simple. That's why I like it. But if you go into Google and type WordPress membership site plugin or members plugin, you'll get about three different options. They all do different things, but they have some pretty good descriptions for what they do. And some of them cost money, but you're looking at under $100 for most of them. So that's one way of doing this. Another way is using the membership script A Member. It's got a plugin for WordPress, so it will do the same thing. It'll let you take payments, put people into a membership class, and they'll get access to only certain parts of your WordPress blog. So the real question here is, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Yarrow. I was under the impression that A Member was kind of like it was its own software.
It is.
Not only the billing. I don't mean just billing, but that you would have to use it for your content. No? Am I wrong about that?
You are wrong in the sense it's a lot more flexible than that. You can do it that way. What it does, it acts as the gateway for everything. It controls the password protection for your content, and it controls the payments and affiliates and so forth. But it still requires you to put content into something. And you can just make basic plain HTML pages and then put those pages behind A Member. Or you can just get WordPress. And there's actually a plugin they can give you which makes it easier to have the two scripts integrate. So you can think of A Member as like the wall to get into that WordPress blog or parts of it. And you have to make payment before you get in. So it's very versatile.
Is that a single WordPress installation, or does that require a second WordPress installation in a subdirectory?
It's a single one. So it's not like we're talking about with Gideon. What you can do is basically signify what part of that WordPress installation is protected. It's fairly flexible. A few things it gets a bit tricky with. It doesn't like it if you have permalinks switched on with your WordPress blog, but it's the guys at A Member have quite a lot of support, and there'd be a lot of discussion on this subject because a lot of people use A Member with WordPress.
Okay. I have noticed a few. Okay. All right. Wow, guys. Thank you so much. You really gave me a lot of stuff to think about and play around with. I really, really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Have a good day down under.
Almost bedtime, actually.
Oh, well, have a good night then.
Bye-bye. See ya. Okay.
So it looks like one question from Dr. Mike in the chat room, Gideon, and I think we could probably wrap it up.
All right. Let's have a look. Dr. Mike is saying, guys, I deleted the older version of Audio Player, uploaded the Audio Player 2.0 beta, or beta, depending on where you're from. Then tried another post with two different MP3 files, and I'm now getting the error message, file not found. This is killing me. What now? Okay. Mike, I think the best thing to do is to email me about that at support@becomeablogger.com. And if you could also please, if you can please send me the link to the thread that you created inside the forum, and that'll allow me to escalate that for you so that we can continue the discussion there and make sure you get a solution for this as soon as possible. It may be that the problem is with WordPress 2.7 and that we may have to try and look for some other plugins that you can use instead of the Audio Player plugin. So just send me that email and also the link to that thread that you created in the forum, and we'll get onto that as soon as possible for you. So don't stress about it. There will be a solution. I'm just not quite sure exactly where that'll come from, but we'll look into it for you. Of course, you're not on the phone, so you can't say thank you or anything. But
I can pretend if you like, Gideon.
If you heard that, Mike, just write something in whether you're okay with that inside the little chat room. Okay, Dr. Mike says, thanks, guys. I'll email my questions.
Excellent.
Great. So, I guess that's pretty much it, unless there was anything else that you wanted to add before we close off, Yara?
No, all good, Gideon. I'm getting tired. I can feel the yawn starting to come. Must be almost close to bedtime. So,
My yawns stopped about half an hour ago. I had a nice strong coffee tonight. So I'll do another day's work before we get to bed.
Sure.
Well, I think let's wrap things up. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a little bit of an awkward time for most. So thank you very much if you've joined and it's been a weird or strange time for you. Make sure you always check the teleconferences page at entrepreneurs-journey.com/teleconferences. And on there, we'll publish the latest dates for the next teleconference. In fact, the next one is already on there. So make sure you check that out. I'd like to thank everybody very much for spending time with us. And thank you, Yara. And as it is our custom, we'll open up the lines so that people can say a few words of thank you or whatever you want to say, really. So I'll go ahead and unmute everybody, and then you can have a bit of fun.
Thanks, Gideon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night down under. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate your help, Dr. Mike.
Man, I can hear crickets.
Crickets.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night, guys.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.